Thank you all for tuning in. Today I'm going to do something a little bit different. I want to talk about an experience that I had this past Thursday. I decided to go to the climate strike / school walkout. This happened on October 31st. And so I just decided to go to observe, to experience, to try and understand. I didn't necessarily go there to protest because I couldn't figure out what the actual protest was or what the call to action was. And I just wanted to go to observe and be a part of it. So I went. And today I want to just kind of give you a brief overview of what happened, what I learned. And then I want to give you a call to action at the end regarding climate change and the whole debate and the left and the right are constantly arguing on this whole thing. Do we have 12 years to live? Did we ruin our children's future? Is America the worst when it comes to climate, when it comes to emissions, carbon dioxide, when it comes to pollution? That'll be, you know, for a future video. We can talk more in depth on that. But today, I just kind of want to talk about what happened. I got to the event at 12 o'clock. It went from about 12 to 3. There was a lot of people. There was a lot of signs. There were a lot of shirts. Capitalism equals death. Fuck Trump. AOC 2024. All these kinds of things. And it was interesting. I was trying to figure out what the main point of it was. And from what I could see, it seemed like it was mainly about veganism. There were the majority of signs, shirts, and protesters had vegan hats, vegan shirts, vegan decor, you could say. And it was mainly like, if you don't go vegan, then you're a part of the problem. But veganism is the main way to tackle climate change, to bring down our emissions, to go get to net zero, as some like to talk about. So yeah, it was mainly veganism, and then there was also an element of like fuck American or Western colonialism in the Americas, and we have 12 years to live. Thank you so much, adults. So it starts off like this. When I get there, there's a bunch of teenagers, a bunch of kids talking to us adults about how we have ruined their future. It was like, we're here because we've recognized a problem. There is an obvious issue. The climate is dying. The forests are burning. The animals are dying. And it's America's fault. It's your fault. It's adults' fault. And we have nowhere to go. There's no future for us. As a kid, looking at the world and trying to understand it and being told that you don't have much time here on Earth, and that your sole purpose is to fight, you know, the powers that be and the system that has made it so that you don't have a future, I can see how there's anger. I can see how there's a sense of like, we need to do this right now. Otherwise, we're all done. I can totally understand that. Is it true? We'll see. But let's move on. So the main point of this was to tell our mayor and our governor to halt the fossil fuel industry in California and to especially halt new oil drilling in Los Angeles. Actually, I want to pull up a little article for you guys. This article came out right before the event that I went to, and I looked at it, and I was trying to figure out what was going on. So this LA Times article states that Greta Thunberg gathered with California teen and college-age activists who called for both global climate action and a push for state and local leaders to phase out fossil fuel production. Among their demands of Governor Gavin Newsom and other politicians was a halt to new oil drilling and a 2,500-foot buffer between drill sites and homes. The strikes are intended to put pressure on politicians and to make sure that they don't get away with continuing things like this, quotes from Thunberg, or what she said in an interview, because the situation is getting more and more absurd every day that goes by without something real and drastic happening. Okay, so I did not hear one person talk about oil in California or the drill sites in Los Angeles. I did not hear that at all. I may have been not listening. Who knows? But I was trying to observe and trying to understand. So I did not hear anything about that. And I was actually wondering, and I was asking people, hey, why are we going to the mayor's office? Because it was like a welcome speech of sorts, or a welcome condemning. And then it was like, all right, we're all gathering and we're going to walk down the street. So it started at City Hall, and then walking down the street to the mayor's office, Mayor Garcetti, protest in front of his office to get him to, I don't know, to stop or to think about stopping oil being drilled in Los Angeles, and then to come back. And I was asking people, what's going on? Why are we going there? Nobody knew. It was just like, and people were also asking me the same question. Hey, why are we going to the mayor's office? What's the point? Where are we going? I also heard a lot of people saying, this doesn't have an effect. These were activists saying, this doesn't have an effect. Why are we blocking the streets? Why are we going to his office and then coming back? This is where we should all meet, create a scene, and have a protest. It was really interesting to observe all the conflicting ways that people in the same group think that they should go about something, right? So they got back, I took that time. I was like, you know, I really want to start engaging with people and talking with people. And it was perfect because there was a period of about an hour after they got back where everyone was waiting for Greta Thunberg to, she was the keynote speaker. So everybody was waiting for Greta Thunberg to come and speak. Nobody knew like why she wasn't there yet. There was a scheduled time and it was just like, all right, we'll wait. But it was so damn hot out there that nobody knew what to do. I'm sure most people were thinking global warming. Anyways, everyone was in the shade. And I was just kind of like filming. My goal was to go down there and interview people, but I didn't have someone to hold the camera and I couldn't, like, it was just hard. So I figured I'm going to immerse myself in this rather than try to get answers or ask questions. And I'll ask those questions and get answers through just conversation rather than filming it. So I started talking to people. One dude stuck out like a sore thumb with a MAGA hat on. He was the only person wearing a Trump hat. So I went up to him and I started talking to him. Because somebody like that, when you go to a protest wearing a MAGA hat, you obviously know that people are, it's going to create some confusion. It's going to create some anger, maybe some backlash at the least. One thing that I noticed is this is a tall black man wearing a MAGA hat. Nobody knew how to come at him. Here's the other thing. Let's move into like the same game that I feel like the left is playing of identity politics. The main people that are focused on climate change are upper class white people. The main people at this event were my skin complexion. That's just the way it was. And so seeing a black man with a MAGA hat completely defies everything that they understand or have been told by the media about Trump supporters. We've been told that Trump supporters are evil, are only white, are white supremacists in general. So people didn't know how to interact with him. There's a lot of fuck yous. Let me take that back. There was a couple fuck yous, or fuck Trump, and he invited people to come and talk to him. You had groups of actual like kids or young teenagers coming up to him and asking him why he's there, why it is that he feels the need to bring hate to an event like this. And I think he had some really good rebuttals. He had some really good, he had a good way of speaking to people, you know, that he believes that what Trump is doing is right. He believes not necessarily his character, his rhetoric is okay, but the way that he actually implements things are good. So I was involved in those conversations. there were vegans that would come up, and rather than talk to him about why are you wearing that hat, we're just talking about how veganism is the way of the future, and kicking out companies like Monsanto with our produce, and just pretty much stopping the bureaucracy within our country, right?
And dying from the climate and ecological emergency. And it will continue to get worse. Doesn't this mean anything to the decision makers? We will, and I will never understand how they can put short-term interests above human lives, above the planet.
I also got to talk to, there were a couple conservative, I think I'd consider them conservative YouTubers. They pretty much go to these events and they do, they interview people, sort of like a funny, comical way of interviewing people. We had one guy from Slightly Offensive. So I got to talk to them. It was, for me, it was, all in all, it was a great experience to be able to just understand the concern and understand where people are at. What that brings me to is the solutions. And were there any solutions that were presented? No, I did not hear one solution that was presented. Going back to like the march itself, most of the people didn't even know why they were marching. It was just more like, we need to stop climate change. There wasn't a very clear idea of, we're going to the mayor's office to protest these oil drillings in Los Angeles. It was kind of unknown, I feel like, to most people, or at least the people that I spoke to. I'm sure the organizers of the event had a very clear mindset, but the people, the protesters for the, you know, the school walkout and the climate strike were there specifically to strike in general. The solutions that were presented by most of the vegans were that veganism is the way to cut out emissions. That meat is what is taking up most of the water, and cows are what are taking, or what are emitting most of the carbon dioxide. Or there's a lot of methane and carbon dioxide that comes from factory farming and from cows in general. And you know, when you look at emissions, you can see that cows are actually not the main the main source of that. One of the things that concerned me was that there was no call for accountability from countries like Africa, mainly countries in Asia, so China and India. These are the countries that are emitting most of the carbon dioxide. And if America were to be 100% perfect, or the way that we all wish we could be as far as our emissions, or net zero emissions whatsoever, there would still be the climate crisis that they're talking about because of China. China is the main culprit here. China is putting up new coal plants every damn day. And most, or 90% of the plastic pollution and just the pollution, the marine pollution in general, comes from China and India and these rivers. Also, no solutions were presented is as far as the clean energy that we know works. Well, some of us know, some of us still refute this, that nuclear energy is the cleanest form of energy. Fracking, it's a scary word, fracking has actually brought down carbon emissions from the United States, that has brought us lower than any other country on Earth, actually more than the European countries that that are on the same front of this climate debate and the climate crisis. Fracking has actually reduced our carbon emissions. So, but if we're talking about other forms of energy, nuclear. Nuclear is by far the cleanest form of energy that we can have. Now, of course, there are concerns with nuclear energy, but there are concerns with everything. So we need to start focusing on the things that work. I guess the main point of this is that I'm extremely grateful that I was able to go. I was able to witness and observe what was taking place. Did I think that it was very effective? I'm going to say no. I don't think that that was an effective form of a solution, I guess, or a call to action, or a or even presenting a problem, because there were no statistics thrown out. I didn't see any real solutions being presented. Not by Greta Thunberg, not by the kids that were up on stage, not by the protesters. The main thing was about veganism. The main point of this was a Green New Deal. And that's an issue to me, because the Green New Deal is, at the base level, a front for socialism. If you read the Green New Deal, it doesn't actually tackle climate change. It tackles things like free college and universal basic income and making sure that everybody has health care. That doesn't help with our global warming effect or our emissions. We're talking about, with the Green New Deal, a government takeover of all aspects of life. Because we the people don't know how to do things. We've already screwed everything up. So let's give it all of the responsibility to the government to take care of us and to make sure that there are no more emissions, that we have everything for free, and that life is happy and well. It doesn't work like that. It never has worked like that. You can go back to our other videos where I talk a little bit about socialism. I'm going to do some more videos on why socialism doesn't work, why the Green New Deal doesn't work, and what are some real solutions. I've asked this on my Instagram, what are some real solutions? The same kind of thing that was at the protest was in my responses, as far as what needs to be done is just talking about the problem. Okay, yes, we should talk about problems. We should try and come to common ground and to then present solutions that work, not solutions that have been shown not to work, not solutions that have been shown to actually have a negative impact, but real solutions. So I have a question to leave with you. Everything that you believe about climate and the climate crisis, climate change, the United States' impact on climate, is it because 97% of scientists have a consensus that there is a global warming that is taking place, that human beings are the culprits for the ice caps melting and fires happening and extreme weather occurrences? Is it because the media has said that this is the case? Is it because the media and the scientists have joined together and have put this in your mind? Or is it because that you've done your own research? You have looked at the statistics. You have looked at conflicting points of view and conflicting evidence that shows a different side of the story. And don't just pass it off as conspiracy just yet until you have come to your own conclusion. So that's what I want to leave with you. With this, with anything, I want you to be your own independent journalist. Look into these things. Don't just listen to what the media tells you, what scientists tell you. Yes, believe science, but believe real science and look into the science and how the scientific method was put into action, how this research was taken. Is it empirical data or is it just a consensus? What is it? Take a look for yourself. Come to your own conclusion. Once again, come to your own conclusion based on the evidence that you have researched and received. All right, guys, that was another video of Why on Earth. I'll be back with you again soon, also with Marquise. We have yet to do our impeachment, both sides of the impeachment inquiry. We're going to do that. We've sort of strayed away from politics recently because it's just a deep, dark hole that doesn't lead anywhere. Let me know in the comments if you think anything differently about what I just said or this entire video. I look forward to our next video. I look forward to talking with you guys more directly and seeing you at another event like this, because I'll be going to these and getting some interviews in and just talking to people, because that's our goal here, is to just talk with people, understand where they're at, and give you this perspective from a millennial point of view. All right, guys. Thanks for watching Why on Earth.